welcome to NACSW's Podcast of the Month. Our podcast program makes available recordings of a wide variety of NACSW presentations and discussions on topics of particular interest to Christians and social work. Our Podcast of the Month program features a new podcast every 30 days for your listening pleasure. We hope you enjoy today's podcast.
Hi, this is Aaron Wilkinson from Asbury University.
Hey, Aaron, this is Rick Hamietzkes.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm very well. Yourself?
I'm doing good. You ready to record this little intro?
I am ready. Actually, let me just start by saying to anyone who's listening to this recording, the actual session starts in about 15 minutes. Aaron and I are just doing some logistical things, so just hang in there for 15 minutes and the recording will start. Just the context, Aaron, typically I don't start at 15 minutes early, and for some people who can't attend the conference, I give them a phone number to call into to listen to the recording, but I don't have a chance to edit that, so I'm just letting those people know when they hear us doing our thing that they do have the right recording. They just have to wait the 15 minutes until the conference actually starts.
Okay.
So at any time you're ready, hit it. We're obviously being recorded, and we'll just edit out, you know, this beginning part that has nothing to do with what you're going to be doing, and then we'll obviously take out the span of time between what you say and when the podcast actually begins, and we'll see how it goes.
Okay, I'm just going to let there be a brief pause. I'll do it, and then I'll pause again.
Appreciate that. You've obviously done editing like this, and the pauses help a lot.
Yes, yes. This podcast has been brought to you by Asbury University's Master of Social Work program, which seeks to integrate Christian faith with social work practice, abiding in Christ, serving others, transforming the world. That should about do it.
Well done, boy. That how long did it take you to write that?
Not too long at all. Not too long.
It was nicely crafted.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Feel free to stay on for the podcast if you or for the audio conference, or if not, we'll run it in a few months. I'll probably get a hold of you ahead of time just to let you listen to it before it actually goes on the air. Not that we'll be able to do anything with it, but just as a courtesy, so you can kind of hear how it's going to turn out.
Sure, I appreciate that.
You bet.
Okay. All right, well, I'll be hearing from you soon. I'm not going to be able to stay for the conference. I got to keep recruiting these students.
Yeah, well, you go get some more.
Okay, thank you so much, Rick.
Take good care, and thanks again for helping us out with this. It'll be interesting to see how this pans out.
Me too.
Great. Right. Take care, then.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Cleveland State University.
Athena Berbrick.
Hello?
Hello, this is Athena Berbrick.
Yeah, this is Rick Hamietzkes.
Hi, Rick. I make sure
I'm David?
This is Athena Berbrick. Athena Berbrick.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you. The next thing I should do is get onto the website.
That would probably be good. Do you have the exact URL?
Yeah, I was able to get it this morning.
Good, excellent.
www.
Why don't you go there now and just make sure that you can connect to the PowerPoint material that we'll be using.
What I did this morning was I did the www.nacsw.org audio conference 042511.
Yes.
Okay, that's where I'm to go, right?
Yes, and then when you get there, it will provide you links to, one link will be to the PowerPoint presentation, and one link will be to the post workshop questions for the CEUs.
I downloaded that already, so let me get onto this.
Okay, great.
Has anyone come on yet?
Just you and me.
Oh, my goodness, I'm number one. The last time I did this with another company, I had a lot of difficulty with it. So I said, let me go ahead and see if I can get in there now without a problem. So let's
well,
see what happens.
I'm glad it was nice and easy. Sorry, last time it was more difficult.
Oh, yeah, we started out on the road. Did you know that?
No.
We were going to attend, not your webinar, but we were going to attend the conference in South Jersey, I believe
yeah.
it was. Yeah.
Or Philadelphia, maybe?
Yeah, Philadelphia. The traffic was horrific. It was so bad, unbelievably bad, that by the time I was halfway there, I would never have made it on time. So we just decided.
How frustrating.
Yeah, it was. That it was for sure.
My family had a similar experience. We went down to Washington, D.C. on Good Friday to share the holiday with our niece and our daughter who are down south. And it's about a 5.5-hour trip, and we were still on the road about 11.5 hours later. It's that corridor is just really tough to get through.
Oh, that was awful. Oh, my goodness. Yeah,
For us, that was a record of sorts, an infamous record.
Yeah, well, we didn't expect that. We thought by that time, you know, the traffic would have dissipated and we would be able to get through easily, but we didn't. Okay,
yeah.
This is what I've done here. I'm trying to get onto the website. Let's see, www.scsw. Okay, it will get me. It says questions now. Am I possibly on the wrong site? Oh, here we go. Okay. The audio conference post-training questions. Yep, I have that.
So you're at www.nacsw.org/audioconf/. Hold on a second. Hello, welcome to the call.
Hi, this is Dave Mills.
Hey, Dave, yeah, how are you?
Good,
thank you.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. I'm looking forward to hearing your discussion this afternoon.
Great, looking forward to it as well.
Okay, I'm trying to get onto your site now.
We've got nacsw.org/audioconf/042511-htm. HTM.
Yeah, I'm there. Okay. The page that I have is it says we do apologize. The link you have followed is invalid, no longer in service. Please choose an option below. Oh, what's that all about?
ACSW. I'm not sure. You didn't put a capital A for audio conference or a capital C.
That's all.
Because I'm at that page now, and I'm there with no difficulty.
That's what's happening here.
So let me.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the call.
Oh, thank you.
So it's all small letters. www.nacsw.org/A. Then small UDIO, capital C, small ONF, /042511, and then all lowercase HTM?
No, I have that all in. I have every bit of that in.
Huh.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
Why don't you send me an email, and I'll send you a hot link, and maybe that will get us around this issue. If you just send me an email to Rick, R-I-C-K at NACSW.org. I will do my best to send you a hot link directly to the power material.
Okay. We'll do right now.
Okay.
Stay on the line. Is that right? We'll do that?
I am dialing.
Yes.
Put that phone down.
Dave, typically for our audio conferences at about 3 or 4 minutes after the hour, I'll do a very brief introduction that primarily gives folks some of the basic logistics, and then I'll hand the baton off to you. Will that work okay?
Sure.
Okay. You had no difficulty signing on?
Nope, no problem. Good.
Good. Do you do a lot of your...
I use the service myself quite a bit, so...
Yeah, I'm sure. Do you do a lot of your training with different distance learning venues?
Yeah, I try to use video whenever I can, but the truth is, you know, folks are not really that accustomed to video yet for training.
Yep.
But I've got one service where I can do 50 people at one time. It doesn't cost me anything, so...
Well, I like the handy video that you put together for
well,
promoting
a
this
quick
session.
Video anyway.
Allison.
Hello, welcome to our call. Glad you joined us.
Yes, this is Allison. Thank you.
Hi, Allison.
Hi, I'm sorry about the background noise. What do I need to do to get rid of it, see that you don't hear the background noise?
Well, when we start the session, I'll actually mute everybody, but in the meantime, if you hit *6, it will just mute your call, your phone individually.
Okay, *6? Okay.
Yes.
All right, yeah, because I'm outside right now, so there's a lot of noise.
Understood. Thank you for thinking of that.
Okay, thank you.
Where's this Rick, where's this conference call coming from?
Well, the speaker is, I believe, calling in from Virginia, and the NACSW office that's moderating is in Connecticut, and we've got callers from all different kinds of states, so it truly is pretty virtual.
That's awesome, because, you know, the area code that we called in, 213, that's an L.A., Los Angeles area code, so that's why I'm like,
right,
hello.
The conference call bridge originates from the West Coast. Yeah, it's quite an interesting arrangement.
Yeah. Hey, somebody say hello.
Yes, hello. This is Janice Marler.
Hi, Janice. Welcome. So glad you can join us.
Thank you.
I sent you a brief email there. Go ahead and send whatever we'll give you.
Got it. I just saw it come in.
That's what I came to see. I'm probably about to show all the students. I'm the president.
Hi, this is Victoria Bennett calling in.
Come on, and we would have a lot.
Welcome. So glad you're in on the call. We'll just have another couple minutes while we wait for some the rest of the callers to come in, and then we'll get started.
Thank you.
Great.
Hi, this is Wade Decker Schmidt. We probably have 6 or 8 case managers here for the training.
Great. The more the merrier. Glad you can join us.
Art Opperwall joining.
Hey, Art. Welcome from Michigan.
Thank you.
Jolene Snow from Oregon.
Ah, good. It's never good until we have the Northwest represented.
Or Southern California.
Or Southern California, of course. You know, we're going to have to go to every location of every person.
I know.
Hello, welcome.
Thank you.
We used to do weather reports on these conference calls and get weather updates from all the
Oh, that'd be interesting. It's sunny and warm here in Southern Cal.
I was going to say, but when we have someone from Southern California, we don't do the weather thing because it gets really...
we get jealous. It's jealous, right? But here in New Jersey, it's very sunny, and it's about 75 degrees.
Woo! It's warmer there than here in Southern California.
Very nice today, yeah.
At this moment in Oregon, it is sunny at this moment.
Nice.
It's torrential rain this morning. It will probably have torrential rain this afternoon. Right now, it's sunny.
We'll ask you in 10 minutes. It'll change.
Absolutely. That's Oregon.
This phone call sounds like a space shuttle.
It's a Mayo.
Okay.
We will, once the call starts, mute all the calls except for the speaker, except for when that person, when David opens up for question and answer. It'll make it much easier to track him. We'll probably have 40-plus callers, and there'll still be just too much background noise.
So, Rick, will you be on the call while I'm speaking?
Yes, and actually at any point that you want the lines open up for Q&A, just say, Rick, open up the line, so I'll be moderating and on the whole
call.
Your
voice will be present the whole time?
Yes.
Okay, good, because I did one of these calls once, and I talked for 5 minutes, not realizing that no one was there, because I had lost the call, so I don't want that to happen.
I've done that for even a little bit longer, so I was sure I was being amazingly insightful, and it just...
Well, God was listening.
I'll be back in 1 second. I have their caller coming in looking for direction, but I'll be right back.
Okay.
This is my first one of these, so this is interesting.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Mine too.
Can we take that as a positive or a negative? That nobody...
I've done it before. It's great.
Okay.
Is it, which one? Did you do one through NACSW or another? Okay.
Yeah. It was, actually it was on grant writing. I think it was about a year and a half ago.
Okay. Oh, good.
That was excellent. Oh, it was excellent.
Oh, that's great.
So I'm looking forward to this one, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm actually getting my MSW right now. We're doing program evaluation. So
right.
Really cool. Yeah.
Yeah. I have my MSW. I just got mine about a year ago. And,
okay.
So I know what you're talking about with program evaluation.
Yeah. Did you get a job?
I do. I have two part-time jobs right now. One job I got through kind of a program I created for grandparents raising grandchildren.
Oh, awesome.
And we got a small grant, and so I'm working part-time there doing some case management stuff in addition to facilitating a support group and stuff like that for the folks. And then I have another part-time job that I got through a field instructor of mine. I interned with this organization before, and it's a strengthening families program. So
awesome.
Two part-time jobs.
Perfect. And what state are you in?
In New Jersey.
New Jersey. Wow, that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Very encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. We always love
it. It took me a while, though.
Well, I went to a social work job fair in about a week ago. There was at least 300 of us and about 20 jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, like 3.
Right now. Oh. I'm getting if the light is on, the mic is live. Okay.
So, is there anybody from the Midwest? This is Crystal Brown in Minnesota.
Well, where do you live in Minnesota? I have family there.
Oh, I live in St. Louis Park, but I work in a northern suburb with the Salvation Army.
Oh, great. My family lives in Eden Prairie.
Oh, okay, sure.
My daughter works for Alina Hospital.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Ohio, we're here.
Good, welcome.
Hello, Ohio.
And actually, we're about to get started, so I just want to let you know that in a second, I'm going to mute everyone except our speaker and begin an introduction, and then we'll get started. So this is your fair warning. In 15 seconds, we're ready to start.
Thanks, Rick.
Thank you. Have fun, everyone.
NACSW, I'm delighted to welcome you to today's audio conference workshop entitled Strengthening Resources for Service in the Community of Faith Through Grant Writing and Program Development. Today's session will be led by David Mills, founder of Compassion by Design, an organization based in Virginia dedicated to helping churches become more missional through a variety of expressions of service. There's a growing awareness among many churches that service in the community is a vital part of the life of faith. Christians in social work are uniquely skilled to aid in effective development and sustainability as this movement toward community engagement continues. Today's workshop will present techniques Christians in social work can use to improve their grant writing and program development skills, with a special focus on programs that are suited to faith-based and community-based social services. Just before we begin our